Rural Focus. The High Pro Australian Yard Dog Championships. Well, they've wrapped up there at Mowbray, of course, just near Kojonup, to find out and see how all things went there. The president of the WA Yard Utility Dog Association, Rod Forsyth, is back with us. Morning to you, mate.
Yeah, morning, Troy, and listeners.
How did it all go there at Kojonup?
Oh, absolutely fantastic, Troy. The weather put it on. The Mowbray Polo Cross Committee absolutely treated us to five-star accommodation and meals. And the sheep and the dogs put on an absolute top spectacle, and really hard work for the judges to find the Australian championship champion, and that's what resulted on Sunday evening.
Yeah, righto. How many competitors all up there, mate?
There was about 43 or 44.
Yeah, right.
Probably about 50% from the over east and about 50% of the local guys and girls, yeah.
Yep. All right. So have you got some results there for us, mate?
I certainly have, yeah. The first in the Australian Championship was A.O. Doyle from Victoria. He had a very good dog, and he won that. Dean Incher from New South Wales was second, and Mitch Jubb from Over East was third. In the state challenge, between the 12 state representatives, New South Wales won that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I did see on social media that an R. Forsyth's name kept popping up, mate. How'd you go?
Well, I had a dog in the top five.
Oh, well done.
So in the novice.
Yep.
And Karen, another local girl down that way, Karen Buller, yep, had her dog in the top five or six in the next event. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So that was really good.
Absolutely. Yes. Any other results from Kojonup, mate?
Yeah, well, a local man, although he goes to be a bit of the state now, is Alan. His dog Thor,
yep,
got in the top 10, and that's a real major achievement when you've got 90 to 100 dogs in that Open Championship. So Alan Dunn, sorry, Alan. Yeah, Alan Dunn got a dog in the top 10.
Any other results that you want to put across this morning?
Well, in the actual Open,
yep,
Darren Jenke with Cheeky won that. Bree Cudmore, who had a very successful trial from Over East, she was second, and Simon Bowden from Tasmania was third.
So all in all, a few fantastic days there at Kojonup, mate.
It certainly was. Absolutely spot on, yep. And so we're looking forward to another 5 days starting from Wednesday in Kellerberrin with the actual Australian Kelpie Championships.
Yeah, starting tomorrow, of course. The same number of dogs here, mate, or competitors, should I say?
Just under. I think there's about 180 runs. Yeah,
yep.
So that'll fill in the days from 7 o'clock in the morning until probably 5 o'clock in the afternoon, probably even till Sunday evening. Yep.
Yeah, righto. So it's the National Kelpie Field Trial Championships selling tomorrow out there at Kellerberrin, and I'm sure spectators are welcome.
Spectators are welcome, yes. There's coffee and biscuits and lunchtime meals. So if they want to make a day of it, come up to Kellerberrin and have a look. It's not far. It's only 20-odd k's north of Kellerberrin. So that'll be great to see them there. 361 Yorkerkind Rock Road, Kellerberrin, yes.
All right. So it's the National Kelpie Field Trial Championships. Get along and have a look. And to all the competitors participating there, are most of the competitors moving from Kojonup to Kellerberrin, Rod?
I reckon probably two-thirds of them are,
right.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because Kelpies generally make the better yard dogs.
Yep.
And, of course, down at the yard trial at Mowbray, most of the dogs were Kelpies. Yeah,
yeah, right. Yep. All right. Anything else to add before I let you get and get ready for tomorrow?
Look, I'd just like to thank you for your time on the radio. And, look, we might even have another chat next Monday to give
absolutely
the results of the Kelpie Championship. But, no, really appreciate the time, Tim. Thank you.
No, always nice to put it on out there. So, yes, don't miss the National Kelpie Field Trial Championships starting tomorrow there in Kellerberrin. Hey, Rod, thank you for your time, mate. Get better, and we'll chat to you again next week.
Thank you very much.